today. Here's Coach Bob Lovell with Commissioner Bobby Cox.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm Bob Lovell. This is our weekly conversation with the Commissioner of the IHSA, Bobby Cox. And Bobby, tournaments, championships, they just go on and on and on and on. It never stops, does it?
It does not stop, and we're going to be rolling right into this weekend with our state wrestling championships, and really thankful for our friends at Bankers Life Fieldhouse for all the work they do to put on a tremendous tournament. At the same time, we're going to be having girls basketball semi-states around the state, and then the start of our boys swimming tournament. So it's a really busy week here again for the association, and great opportunities for our young people to play in front of great crowds and start playing for a championship.
We've talked about this before, but wrestling is one. It's a unique championship. It's really one. It's hard to describe unless you're there. And part of the problem with that is it's sold out every year.
Well, it's a great tournament, and it is like all of our championships, Bob. It's unique. And when you get down to the final 28 young men on that mat, under the spotlight, it's quite a spectacle. And I would encourage anybody who has the weekend free to come to Bankers Life and watch the wrestling tournament. 224 wrestlers begin that tournament, and we'll go down and we'll crown 14 champions by the end of Saturday night. It's one of my favorite tournaments just because of the spectacle that it is, and two people wrestling under the light in front of 12 to 14,000 people is a pretty special night.
We're talking with the commissioner of the IHSA, Bobby Cox. And, Bobby, you mentioned girls semi-states, and it doesn't seem possible that we're there. I just think that we have a repeat champion, obviously, in Northwestern. But I think this whole thing is really wide open in probably maybe three of these four classes. That's why I think it's going to be such it's been fantastic to this point. I think the semifinals and certainly the state finals are going to be fantastic, similarly to what we've seen in the earlier rounds.
I think it will be, Bob, and I think it speaks to the fact that there's becoming more and more parity. You still got great teams,
sure,
like Northwestern and North Central and teams of that nature, but there are other teams that are continuing to raise the level of their play. And as they do that, it creates better games at the different levels of our tournament. So I think the girls' basketball semi-state will be a tremendous weekend of basketball and some really nice matchups and some really good ball games.
All right, Christmas comes for us on Sunday for the pairing show, and it doesn't seem possible. The 17th of February, the pairing show for boys basketball. Aside from my grandson's birthday, Christmas, the football pairings and the girls basketball pairing show, it's one of my favorite nights. And the response continues to grow and grow and grow, and we encourage everybody to get involved on Twitter, and let's enjoy the night as an entire state.
I agree with you, Bob. It is like Christmas in February, and, there'll be 400 boys teams that'll be sitting on the edge of their seat waiting to know who they're going to play in the very first game of the sectional. And, we have such a great treasure of our basketball tournament in the state of Indiana, and it's such a unique tournament. And everybody's in, regardless of how your regular season went. You now get to go out and play for a championship. It brings communities together. It brings schools together. The climate is really good, and so we're looking forward to a great boys basketball tournament. And just like the girls, I think the boys tournament's wide open.
I agree.
We've seen some of our top-ranked teams get beat during the year, and I think it's a test to the parity that's coming about in boys basketball as well as girls. More opportunities for kids in the summer to learn the skills and be exposed to great competition, and it translates into the regular season and now into our tournament. I think there's going to be some awesome games coming up in the month of March.
We always encourage you to go out and support the student athletes in your community, especially here in the state finals that are coming up in a number of winter sports. And we encourage you to join us on IHSAATV.org. Send us your pictures, videos, everything you have from your viewing parties at IHSA1 on Twitter. He's the commissioner of the IHSA, Bobby Cox. Commissioner, it's always great to talk to you. Enjoy the weekend.
Thank you, Bob.
Bar Reed. Vikings.
get ready for Bar Reeve Sports on Four Star Country. The General, 95.9 FM, the new 101.3 FM, 1580 AM, WAMW Washington, and worldwide from WAMWAMFM.com. Coverage of this sports broadcast is sponsored in part by the A&R Home Center, Bill Dobson Ford, the Blake and Wagler Funeral Home, Chuckles, German American Investments, Helena Agra Enterprises, JJ's Concrete and Construction, Montgomery Medical, the Montgomery Ruritan Club, the Odin Pharmacy and Prescription Shop, RTC Communications, the Stop and See, Thompson Insurance, the Washington Chrysler Center, Washington Edward Jones Advisors, Landmark Surveying, Swartzentruber Brown Law Office in Washington and Odin, and WTHI-TV. Now, Bar Reeve Sports on the General.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Ralph Holscher Gymnasium. And tonight, here at Ralph Holscher Gymnasium, it is Bar Reeve aiming for Blue Chip Conference Championship number 6 in a row, taking on the Vincennes Reveille Patriots. Good evening, everybody. I'm Mike DeCourcy, joined tonight by my friend, my pal, my amigo, my compadre, and in about an hour and a half, my dining buddy, John Patrick Mullen. Good evening, Johnny boy.
Mike D., good to see you, buddy. Looking forward to a late dinner this evening with you. And it'll be your choice this evening. But we've got great basketball ahead of us.
Yeah, we certainly do. There is no doubt about it tonight. And Sectional 63 shaping up to be a big one and a good one. Vincennes Reveille comes into tonight's contest, 11-9 on the season. So another good season for Coach Beasy and the gang here at Vincennes.
Reveille continues to take advantage of this senior class. Of course, they are led by two seniors, Colton Musin and McCain Claycomb. Claycomb, Coach Mark Beasy's stepson, and these two players, Claycomb and Musin, all-conference performers and also four-year starters here. I don't believe it's senior night, is it? Not yet?
I don't think so,
okay,
no.
So they are playing one of their final home games here at Holscher Gymnasium. And you can bet that these guys are going to give Gabe Gladish and company everything they want on their home floor here at Reveille this evening.
Marie comes into tonight's contest with 18 wins on the season. And, John, I know you got a blue-chip conference on the line. You've got a perfect slate that you want to protect. You got a sectional opponent that you could be seeing here pretty soon. But to say that Viking Nation has one eye on tomorrow is not an understatement. Princeton coming to town with an 18-3 record, and it is, you know, we've talked about the big nights this year at Kavanaugh Court. They have been calling about tickets all week. It's going to be another packed house tomorrow night.
No question, and Kavanaugh Court, always a great atmosphere, especially when the Vikes are winning, as they have become accustomed to doing. But Mike DeCourcy, in my opinion, especially if you're Coach Josh Thompson, winning this conference outright, making sure that you finish undefeated for the sixth straight year, that's the most important task ahead. I understand tomorrow night is a big game, but this is a sectional opponent, and you certainly don't want to give Reveille any feeling of confidence as the tournament looms on Sunday, and perhaps these two teams could even be pitted against each other come the draw Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, talking to Coach Thompson and I, you know, asking him what the biggest difference is between any other stop that he's had in his career versus now, and he said he never really understood until you're on that other bench just how much you get the other team's best shot every night you're the head coach of RE.
We're taking a look here at the half-court shot gone awry here, but
it's a pregame festivity here.
Nice. So I wonder if that was worth a Bill Bope's pizza or something.
I don't know. There's something going on there. Okay. There was a half-court shot. Logan Nett, senior at Barrie, three-pointer, no good. Now he's going to the free-throw line.
You talked about Coach Thompson kind of being on the other side of what it's like to be the bullseye team, you know, to be the school that everybody's gunning for. And for Coach Thompson and the Vikes, especially these seniors on the Vikings team, they've kind of gotten accustomed to that role with the amount of success Bar Reeves had. But for Coach Thompson, it's kind of new. And I don't think there's any question, especially with these Lady Patriots looking on, as they prepare for tomorrow's 1A semi-state at 4 o'clock at Jasper. I think these Patriots are going to give Barib all they want. And that brings us to our prescription shop, prescription for success. Mike DeCourcy, I have my thoughts, but I want yours. Tonight's prescription shop for success for these Vikings.
It started and stopped here recently on the defensive end for the Vikings. Of course, McCain Claycomb, Colton Muzin, a nice 1-2 punch that's led Rivet to this winning season here in Vincennes. Barib has got to do a good job of locating them. Talking to Coach Thompson, don't want to give away too much on the air, but we've switched defenses more this year than maybe we're accustomed to seeing at Barib, doing different things on every make and every miss, and that's been a situation. There's been a learning curve involved, but I think anybody's been able to see the last 3 or 4 weeks, these Vikings have. You talk about an offensive groove. I think they've settled into a defensive groove. And defense is the key tonight.
So defense, the key to success, tonight's prescription shop, prescription for success. You heard it from the coach, Mike DeCourcy. We are looking for a timeout here, coach, or are we going to continue?
Let's go ahead and take it all the way to the final buzzer.
Alrighty.
I mean, we're getting close. Bar even, they're traveling black uniforms. And Rivet, they're going to be in their home white, trimmed in purple and yellow. Well, sectional draw is Sunday. Johnny Mullen, any thoughts on what's going to happen? If you're Barib, what do you want to happen?
I think you want to continue to play basketball. A lot of teams would be satisfied with a bye and only having to play two games. I think if you're Barib, you want to come out on Jack Butcher Arena's floor on the opening night and
play somebody.
Yeah, get going, and especially Coach Thompson. He's going to be anxious in his first sectional 63. He's been to the regional a couple of times with his Wood Memorial Trojans, but this will be his first sectional 63 as the head coach. And at Barib, I think you just want to have somebody to play right out of the gate.
Yeah, and that was something that Coach Brian Hughes always really talked about. He didn't care who it was, but he wanted to play on that Tuesday night. I know my wife in the volleyball side of things, she loves that opening game. She doesn't like byes all the way to the weekend, and I think there's a lot to be said for getting on that floor, and the next game that Barib plays at Jack Butcher Sports Arena is going to be game number one this year. So, the sooner you can play, the better off you're going to be down the line, I would think.
And quite honestly, if you do take that bye, you are getting an opponent who has played at least one game on that floor.
Right.
And that can be a real advantage for that one team. So, yeah, I think Coach Thompson and these Vikings will be well prepared and ready to play three games. Of course, that Friday-Saturday back-to-back is always the hardest thing to do to win that sectional. Back-to-back 24 hours, it really makes it tough.
All right, we're going to go ahead and take a timeout. Both teams back to their benches, getting their final instructions. And when we come back, we'll have starting lineups and the opening tip. Barib and Vincennes Rivet getting ready here at Ralph Holscher Gymnasium. Back to Vincennes, Indiana, right after this timeout.
It's Ram Truck Month all month long at the Washington Chrysler Center. Get behind the wheel of a 2019 newly designed Ram truck, and you'll see why it's the new Motor Trend Truck of the Year. The Washington Chrysler Center is featuring a 2019 Ram Laramie, completely souped up with everything from heated seats to the automatic start, and most importantly, four-wheel drive for the snow. Now priced at $40,457, a savings up to $10,000 during Ram Truck Month. Going on now at the Washington Chrysler Center in downtown Washington.
The Landmark Surveying Company in Washington is proud to offer professional service in the field with land surveyors and consultants performing boundary surveys, land title surveys, surveyor location reports, subdivision design, site planning, general land consulting, and more. Give Dennis or Darren a call to set up an appointment for your surveying estimate at 257-0950. The Landmark Surveying Company, 15 Northeast 3rd Street in Washington. Call 257-0950.
Brighten up your day with chuckles. Get more of what you're looking for.
Don't let the winter road salt and sand get the best of your car's paint job. Swing into Chuckles Convenience Stores and shine up your ride with Sparkles Car Wash. It's touchless and it gets the job done. Fill up with gas and receive a discount for a car wash today at your neighborhood Chuckles Convenience Store.
You're gonna like our style.
Like our style.
Chuckles Convenience Store.
Helena in Montgomery. Montgomery reminds you now's the time to start making plans for the 2019 growing season. See Brad, Trailer, and the team at Helena to work ahead now. Plan ahead so you'll be ready to dive in with the new season. Fertilizer, chemicals, seed. With the perfect chemical program to make sure you're ready this spring, Helena will give you that jump start you need for a successful growing season. Prepay now and save money. See the pre-planning team at Helena in Montgomery today.
A&R Home Center in Washington is your local home improvement headquarters. Hi, this is Shelley Wagler, owner of A&R. We carry everything you'll need for your home improvement projects year-round. We offer a pleasant store experience, and our team has a desire to make your experience at A&R the best one possible. Our people, our service, our hometown values. That's what sets us apart. Stop by A&R Home Center, your home improvement headquarters, for everything home and a little more.
Why is News 10 the Wabash Valley's most trusted news source every day? We have more reporters in more places, bringing you more of the day's important local news from where you live as it's happening, while also providing you with more in-depth coverage of the day's top story. And when news breaks, we'll provide you with the most dependable coverage live. Just a few reasons why News 10 is leading the way in the Wabash Valley every day. News 10 is a proud supporter of high school athletics and your community.
Your financial security deserves the professional attention of a full-time financial advisor. This is Sarah Browning with Edward Jones at 310 Southeast 21st Street in Washington. If you want investment information and service that's tailored specifically to your needs, put our years of experience to work for you. At Edward Jones, we offer stocks, corporate bonds, government bonds, and tax-advantaged investments. Give me a call at 254-3739. Let's help make your money work harder starting today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Back at Ralph Holscher Gymnasium. Starting lineups being introduced right now. And starters, Barreve going to go the way they went basically the entire season. It's a three-guard set. Starting at one guard, Bryson Graber. Bryson, 6'3" sophomore. He is the Vikings' point guard. Second guard tonight, Isaac Wagler. Isaac, 6 feet and a senior. Third guard tonight, Gabe Gladish. Gabe, a 6'1" senior. Pair of forwards tonight for Barreve, Austin Ainsco. Ainsco, 6'5" and a senior. And in the post tonight, Keegan O'Neill. Keegan, 6'8" and a junior. Vikings are coached by Josh Thompson, assisted by Dean Scott, Eric Yoder, Craig Knepp, and Trey Showalter.
We'll take a look at Reve as they are being excitedly announced.
Excitedly is the word. Nice.
They will start McCain Claycomb. Claycomb, a 6'3 senior. He'll be joined by his running mate, a 6'1 senior, Colton Musen. Also starting as a senior 6-footer, Austin Thomas. The Patriots will start two juniors, 6'4 Austin Finch and 6'3 Trayvon Taylor. Mark Beasy does the coaching for Reve High School. Wow.
Who was that fifth starter? I couldn't hear it.
So, yeah, Austin Finch and Trayvon Taylor.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Both teams greeting each other. Tip tonight brought to you by Boyd Grain in Washington.
Got our buddy Doug Carroll over there.
That's him.
Yeah.
That is him.
Boy, he was excited.
Austin Ainsco, Trayvon Taylor in the middle. And here we go. Tip is up. Tap back. Controlled by Barreve. Here comes Bryson Graber. And it looks like the Patriots going to start man-to-man. Bryson Graber with it. Out to Ainsco. Austin looking inside to Keegan. Gladish has it now, and his pass is short, going to be taken away. Just a bad pass
by
Gabe Gladish.
Not a good pass at all. Lob wasn't there, and Gladish put it right in the hands of Vincent Reve.
So Barreve going to start man-to-man right here. They're looking inside to Taylor. Claycomb's got it on the right side. Reve's been stuck on the floor. Musen's got it. Stuck over on the elbow. And Reve going to reset. Musen's got it. Top of the keys. Guarded by Gabe Gladish.
Reve truly only has two scores, and there goes one of them.
And Clay Cone or Musin going to get through everybody, lay it up and in, 2-0 Nevada.
His game is driving the basketball using his speed. There's second turnover.
And Gabe Gladish throws it out of bounds, and he's been nowhere close to completing that pass both times. Keegan has been on an inside seal, and Trayvon Taylor gets behind everybody, lays it up and in. It's 4-0 Revee.
The Vikings guilty of back-to-back turnovers. And good idea to look inside to Keegan O'Neill as he has a distinct height advantage, but those passes haven't been very good.
Bryson's got it over to Gabe. Gabe going to set for three. His three no good. Rebounded by Vincent Gervais. And here comes the Patriots with a 4-0 lead. And shot put up in the lane. No good. Picked up by Ainscoat. Here comes Barreve again.
Not a good start for the Vikings. That's an understatement.
Now Austin going to step back. His three going to be short. Rebounded by Musin. Here comes Gervais again. With 2 minutes gone, 4-0 Patriots.
As I started to say before, I feel like Musin's more of the driver than he is the three-point shooter. Not that he can't make a shot, but.
Clay Combs got it. Trayvon Taylor, short jumper on the baseline up. No good. Ball on the floor. And Keegan O'Neill going to block the shot and pick it up. Here comes Bryson Graber. Keegan, out ahead to Isaac.
Keegan did a good job of just keeping both hands up there and not trying to swat down.
Isaac Wagler going to miss the layup. He got, I don't know if he got bumped.
He had to kind of rush it before he traveled with it. So the Vikings start 0-for-3 here, plus two turnovers, five empty possessions, Coach DeCourcy.
That's not a prescription for success. Clay Combe, baseline jumper, no good. Rebounded by Isaac. Here comes Barreve. And his pass, looking for Ainscoe.
It's a turnover.
Is going to be held up. And the possession arrow going to point back to Revee.
3 minutes gone by here early first. The Vikes yet to score. Three turnovers and three missed shots.
Barreve, little 1-3-1 that time. They're going to get a charge right there as Austin Thomas just barrels into Gladish. And Gabe stood in and took it.
Turnover for Revee.
So Gladish with the basketball. 3 minutes gone, 4-0 Revee. Ainscoe. Bryson Graber. Austin Ainscoe going to set for another three. Got that one.
The lid is off the basket, Coach. Ainscoe with a three ball.
So 4-3, Vikes to within one. And now Revee going to travel with it. Austin Thomas. Was that a travel before the most gigantic jump stop in history, Johnny?
Yes. He looked at the bench like, what'd I do?
So here comes Bryson. Keegan's got it at the elbow. Keegan going to go up. Little jumper in the middle of the lane, short. And here comes Musin with a rebound.
Felt like his arm got grabbed on that, Coach. There's a walk he got away with.
And Gladys going to pick one up, and he's going to be fouled. So a choppy start here in the early going. 4:10 left. Opening quarter, 4-3, Revee by a point.
Probably not an unusual occurrence. This gym, Coach DeCourcy, tight confines, not an easy place.
Bryson with it. Keegan down in the post, going to work on Taylor. Shot up, no good. Grabs his own rebound, picks it up, no good. Third rebound, no good. Here comes Vincent Revee with the basketball.
A lot of offensive rebounds, no points out of it.
Barreve, man-to-man this time. And there's another offensive foul on Austin Thomas.
Three turnovers for Revee. All of them on Thomas, who will head to the bench.
I'm going to guarantee a Viking basket here.
Nope. Into the game, Cameron Klein, 5'9 senior. And Dawson Sparks, a 6'3 senior. Who is Dawson Sparks?
I don't know.
I don't remember him from years past.
Another turnover by Gladish. Throws it to the other team. Here comes Muzin. And three up from the corner, going to be blocked out of bounds by Keegan O'Neill.
Gladish is going to head to the bench, and for good reason. Three turnovers. Jensen Whitmer, a senior replacing a senior. Reve maintains possession. 4-3 here, coach.
So Reve with the basketball. Sparks with it. Musin going to set for a three. Got it.
Of course, right?
So 7-3, Reve by four. There's Keegan O'Neill with it in the post. He's going to lay it up and in. Good inside position. The thing I like is they're letting him battle in the post right now.
Nothing wrong with that at all. Reve's fans thought Keegan maybe got away with something, but he didn't. He's just 6'8".
Muzin's got it. Barreve still 1-3-1.
That one's short.
Clay Combe, no good. Rebounded by Bryson. Get to a wing, Jensen. Bryson Graber. Middle of the lane. Ainsco going to set for another one. Got it. 8-7. Barreve by a point. Barreve back. 1-3-1 again. Muzin. Long three that time, Johnny. No good. Ainsco with a rebound. Here comes Bryson with it. Bryson Graber wants to run.
2 minutes left. Isaac Wagler from the corner for three.
Another one. So 11-7. So what looked like a slow start offensively.
It was 7 to what, 2? 3?
Yeah, 7 to 3.
7 to 3.
So Vikes with a quick 8-0. Mari back 1-3-1. Muzin, Sparks. Traveled with it, got away with it.
Holy cow.
You can see how sped up Reve is against this 1-3-1. Three going to be put up from the corner, going to be an air ball. Sparks going to run it down, though. Another three from the corner. This time another air ball, tapped around, but right to Taylor. Austin Ainsco's got a rebound on that side.
Wow.
That's two of them that he gave up right there.
Muzin with five, Taylor with four, two air balls. Still ended up a bucket.
Ainsco going to fire another one. No good. Rebounded by Muzin. Sparks. Almost another travel. Muzin. Clay Combe. Three. Short. Rebounded by Bryson. Here comes Barreve. Bryson. Off the glass. No good. There is contact everywhere. John Mullen. I love it.
No fouls yet on Barreve. Bryson tried to create and get into the lane.
Three on Reve, but two of those have been of the offensive variety.
Reve may try and hold here. This has been a frenetic first quarter and not a whole lot of shots going down.
Muzin with it over to Clay Combe. We're under 30.
Hagen Knepp's been over there for about a minute now, coach, at the scores table. He was going to replace Ainsco, but he hasn't had a chance to get in the game.
Muzin guarded by Isaac Wagler. Isaac going to poke it away. Save it. Here comes Bryson. What a job by Isaac. We're under 10 seconds. Bryson Graber.
What set are we running here?
I think flatten out and find somebody. There's Keegan going to set for a three, and it's going to be wide right, and that's going to do it. At the end of one on the JJ's Concrete scoreboard, 11-9 Vikings. Back to Ralph Holscher Gymnasium after this one-minute timeout.
The Montgomery Ruiton Club is proud to be a part of Montgomery and Davies County. The Ruiton Club and all its members are proud supporters of the Barre Vikings. Important dates to remember are always available on the new and improved website. Just visit www.montgomeryruitonclub.com for events at the park, campground information, and dates for the upcoming Turkey Trot Festival. The Montgomery Ruiton Club is proud to back the Barre Vikings. Sail on, Mighty Vikings, from the members and board of directors of the Montgomery Ruiton Club. JJ's Concrete, next to Graber Post on the Oden-Kettleburg Road, offers concrete, color concrete, fill dirt, all types of rock, concrete blocks, and mortar sand. JJ's is ready to help add beauty to your home or business. Concrete driveways and sidewalks add value to your home while making you the talk of the neighborhood. For residential or commercial concrete work, give JJ's Concrete a call at 636-0173. That's 636-0173. JJ's Concrete, building a strong foundation on the Oden-Kettleburg Road next to Graber Post.
Choppy start here, or are they, Johnny?
11-9. The Vikes are on top, but four turnovers, a couple of bad shots, several missed opportunities on offensive rebounds, and they've given up several offensive rebounds. Reve's a good team, but Barry's making them look better than what they really are.
Isaac Wagler.
Gladish back into the game. Hagen Knepp is in the game now. And we get that soft stuff.
Now Keegan down in the post. There's been more contact than that, but I think maybe the official said, you know, maybe we need to tighten the screw just a little bit.
Of course, it's 4-0 now, so they're going to have to find one screw to tighten on
Isaac
on Barreve.
Keegan O'Neill down to Gladish in the post. Gladish.
There's another turnover by Gladish. Four of the five he's responsible for.
Barreve going to go drop back into that 1-3-1.
Claycomb on the bench right now, getting a breather.
Sparks with it, down in the post. Isaac going to tap it out of bounds.
Not a whole lot of depth on the Reve bench, Coach.
Barreve man-to-man now. Musin. Sparks has it in the corner. Double dribbled it. Isaac Wagler almost poked it away. Sparks has it back. Trayvon Taylor going to work against Keegan O'Neill. Keegan going to block it, pick it up. Good job by Keegan. And here comes Bryson with the basketball.
Two blocks now for O'Neill.
Isaac Wagler with it on the right side. Keegan, 15-footer from the elbow, no good. And they're going to get a foul on Bryson over the back.
Probably due for a foul call. That's a shot Keegan can make, a little 15-foot elbow jumper, just a little long. Klein heads to the bench.
So in the game for the Vikings right now, Hagen Knepp, Gabe Gladish, Keegan O'Neill, Bryson Graber, and Isaac Wagler.
See if Hagen can get some ball deflection action up top here.
Sparks has it. Good job by Bryson cutting him off. Claycomb, 15-footer, long. Tapped around. Keegan picks it up. Here comes Bryson.
Vikes did not block out when Claycomb took the shot. Lucky to get the ball back.
Bryson Graber. Over to Hagen. Hagen going to center the basketball. Gladish. Down to Keegan. Keegan going to spin on
That's
Taylor.
They're
going to get an offensive foul. That was a mistake right there by Keegan. Keegan had him set up.
He did.
And he leaned in with the shoulder. That was a good call.
Six turnovers for the Vikings. Reve has three.
So Barreve back in this 1-3-1 again. Baseline jumper put up, no good. Keegan with a rebound. Here comes Bryson with it. Isaac Wagler in the corner, going to set for another three. No good. Keegan O'Neill finds Gladish under the bucket, lays it in. Good find by Keegan. That was the same thing right there. Vincent Reve wanting a foul, but I don't think there was a block out there, Johnny.
They did
Keegan
not,
just reached over the top.
Yeah, they did not block out, did not put a physical body on him, and he just grabbed the basketball.
Taylor, short jumper, no good. Rebounded. Here comes Barreve. Isaac Wagler with it.
I see a couple of Barreve seniors waiting patiently at the scorer's table as Bryson Graber's going to launch a three. No good.
Hagen Knepp going to come up with a rebound, however.
Keyshawn Whitmer and Quentin Yoder waiting to come in the game.
Barreve going to get into a set here. 13-9. Vikings by four. Coming up on 5 minutes left in the second quarter. Gladish. Isaac. There's Bryson in the lane. Little floater, teardrop, got it. 15-9.
Bryson Graber's first bucket. Three threes and three twos now for Barreve. Biggest lead of the game for either team, 6 points. 4:40 showing here before half, and Coach Mark Beasley needs a 30-second time.
We'll go ahead and take one, too. 4:38 left, second quarter. 15-9 Vikings. Back to Reve in 30 seconds.
Do you have a loan on a car, boat, or RV? Do you have a mortgage or children to send to college? All of these are financial obligations that will continue the need to be paid whether you are here or not. Hi, I am Lacey King at Thompson Insurance in Washington. Many people will admit if they were to die unexpectedly, they would not have enough life insurance to protect their family from financial disaster. Don't be one of them. Call me today at 812-254-1987 to protect your family.
Back at Vincennes Reve, 15-9, Vikings by 6. Keyshawn Whitmer checking in for the Vikings. Quentin Yoder checking in as well. Keegan going to get a break. And Barrie going to go man-to-man this time, it looks like.
Look at Isaac Wagler. Looks like he's already like fought 10 of 15 rounds in a heavyweight fight. He's just...
And they're going to get a foul. That's going to put Claycomb at the line. And are they going to get that?
I think they get that on Quentin.
They're going to get it on Quentin Yoder. So Claycomb's first free throw, no good. He'll have another.
First free throw attempt for either team. Austin Ainsco will replace Isaac. Isaac gives it all. Man, he looks gassed.
His first break. Second free throw, no good. Rebounded by Quentin. Here comes Barrie with the basketball. Hagen Knepp. Keyshawn's got it. Over to Gladish. Keyshawn Whitmer. Keyshawn. Vikings getting organized right here. Ainsco. Hagen Knepp. Gonna skip it over. Gabe Gladish gonna set for a three. It's long. And here comes Musin. And he's gonna lose it out of bounds. I think the clothesline by Gabe Gladish might have caused that.
Yeah, the official had his back turned and completely missed Gladish, taking him down. That was a foul Gladish was going to concede. That was a concede.
Yeah, Gabe was trying to give the foul there to stop the layup.
I'm going to stop the layup and got away with it.
Yeah, absolutely.
The official just took his eye off it for a second.
Quentin Yoder, Ainsco, Keyshawn going to set for one. No good. Hagen with another rebound. And he's going to travel with it after... He caught it. He just kind of came down at an awkward landing position.
Three rebounds, though, already for Hagen. Still looking for that first deflection steal out front on here off Musin.
Barrie back 1-3-1. Sparks has it. McCain Claycomb. Going to skip it way over. Three put up. No good. Another offensive rebound, however. I don't know what that was. It appeared to be a set shot, flat-footed.
It was a moonwalk to get there.
Here comes Hagen, going to skip it over. Finds Gladish in transition. Got it. Good look by Hagen. And he found Gabe. Gabe knocked it in. 18-9.
Hagen has an uncanny ability to get to the middle, and he's also an excellent passer.
Claycomb. Musin. Nice job in the lane by Musin. Just navigated through everybody. Made a little floater. 18-11. Gabe Gladish. A little stop and pop on the baseline. No good. There's Quentin Yoder going to pick it up. Lay it in, and he's going to be fouled and go to the line looking to complete the three-point play.
That's what Quentin Yoder does best.
Quentin Yoder doing Quentin Yoder things.
Yeah, that's a Quentin Yoder play.
Bryson back in. Keyshawn going to sit down.
Good 2 minutes from Keyshawn.
Isaac going to...
And good 4 minutes, or excuse me, 5 minutes, 30 seconds from Hagen.
And Isaac back in for Hagen. Q at the free throw line, looking to complete the three-point play. And he does. 21-11, Vikes by 10 now. Looks like Barrie man-to-man this time.
Vikes started slow. It was 11-9 after one quarter.
Musin down the lane. He's going to find Trayvon Taylor. Lays it up and in.
It's Musin 7, Taylor 6. Everybody else, Bagels, 21-13.
Gabe going to set for another three. No good. Tapped around, and they're going to get a foul on Quentin over the back. So Revee going to get it back.
Yoder's going to head to the bench with two fouls. Keegan O'Neill back on the floor.
21-13 Vikings.
Vikes man-to-man here.
We're under 2 minutes left here in the second quarter. Musin guarded by Gabe Gladish. Clay Combe. Taylor, his layup, no good. Good defense there at the rim by Keegan. Here comes Bryson. Ainsco back to Bryson. Keegan with it. Out to Ainsco. Austin going to set for another one. That one's short. Rebounded by Clay Combe.
Good inside-out mix, but Ainsco's three was short that time. Barif settling for a lot of threes right now.
So we're at a minute 10 left in the half. And Revee with the basketball. They're looking for Clay Combe.
Travel.
Sparks going to travel with it. And Barry's going to get it back with 58 seconds.
Revee's fifth turnover. I feel like he travels with it a lot.
I do too.
I feel like our good friend and JV official Rodney Smith would be on that.
Bryson with it. Gabe. Going to skip it over to Isaac. And Isaac lands with it out of bounds.
Well,
Barry's going to give it back.
Just when you think the Vikings might be content to take one shot. Pass sails long.
So 8-point lead, 30 seconds left in the half. Let's see if Revee tries to get the last shot. Musin down the lane. His shot going to roll off. No good. Keegan going to pick it up. But Revee going to grab it back.
Wow.
And they're going to get a two-shot foul.
O'Neill took a charge. No call. Musin was Johnny on the spot. He's going to be rewarded. Two on Keegan.
So 21-13, Vikes by 8, 22 seconds left in the half. Musin going to the free throw line.
I feel like when they watch that on the film, they're going to be happy with Keegan's positioning on that drive by Musin. But the ball did not land in Barry's lap. Musin has 7, looking to add to it.
And his first one is short. He'll have one more. Quentin going to get Keegan with those two fouls.
Pretty quick first half here.
Musin second. Also short. So Barry dodges a bullet right there.
Revee's left 4 points on the board with McCain, Clay Combe, and Colt Musin both missing two free throws.
Gladish gets it over Isaac. Now Bryson. Bryson just going to go right down the lane, lay it up and in. And Revee going to try to take it. Gladish going to poke it out of bounds. And with 2.3, Revee going to have to go length of the floor. And Barib just going to pick up full court, make him catch it in front, hopefully run this half out. On the inbound, Sparks going to catch it. Fire one from beyond half court. No good, and that's going to do it. At halftime on the JJ's Concrete scoreboard, good close by Barib. And the Vikings lead it here at halftime, 23-13. Halftime tonight brought to you by the Montgomery Medical Associates and Dr. Merle Holzapfel, located across the street from Barib High School. We're going to take a 3-minute timeout, and when we come back, John Mullen will have all of tonight's halftime statistics. And we'll set up the second half. 23-13 Vikings lead it here in Vincennes. Back to Reve after this three-minute timeout.
Before ordering your prescription by mail, ask yourself these questions. How will I know if I'm using my prescription properly? How long will I wait if my prescription is lost or stolen? The fact is, at the prescription shop in Washington, they know you. They keep a complete record of all your prescriptions, alerting the pharmacist to potential drug, allergic, and food interaction. When you mail order, you sacrifice this personal touch. The prescription shop is proud to be your hometown local pharmacy on State Street in Washington. Call 812-254-7666.
It's national tax time, and Bill Dobson Ford is having a national tax time blowout. All used inventory is drastically reduced. No gimmicks, no tricks, no hidden fees. No reasonable offer refused. Payments start as low as $88 per month. Drive one and save during the National Tax Time Blowout at Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington, or shop 24/7 at BillDobson.com. You'll see why their customers say a Dobson deal is a better
Lake
deal.
Lake Wagler Funeral Home is dedicated to making your public, private, religious, secular, or fraternal ceremony as memorable as possible. Ceremonies are a special time for family and friends to pay tribute and say goodbye. Let Blake Wagler Funeral Home guide you as to which options are correct and the most affordable. Call the Blake Wagler Funeral Home at 812-486-2699 to discuss your pre-planned funeral arrangement. Remember that your prepaid funeral contract can be transferred to any funeral home. Blake Wagler Funeral Home in Montgomery. Every life has a story. A proud supporter of Bar Reeves Sports.
The Switzer Trooper Brown Law Office in Washington and Odin is proud to serve residents of Davies County and the surrounding communities. Grant Swartz and Trooper and Abby Brown focus on real estate transactions, estate planning and administration, county government, business contracts, and personal injury. With two locations now at 412 East Flora Street in Washington and the corner of Main and Spring Street in Odin. Call 812-254-7268 for professional legal advice today. Swartz and Trooper Brown, attorneys at law, on the case, working hard for you.
Stop by Stop and See in Montgomery for their famous hand-breaded fish sandwiches. Stop and See has a full menu of sandwiches, salads, and all the sides, and much more. We have something for everyone. Take a break today and let Stop and See do the cooking for your family. Stop and See is located on Highway 50 in Montgomery. Call 812-486-3882, and we will have your order ready for pickup. Stop and See is a proud sponsor of Bar Reeves Sports.
The Landmark Surveying Company has offered professional land surveying services to southwestern Indiana for nearly 15 years. With a broad base of experience in land development and boundary surveying that spans industrial, commercial, and residential applications, but specialize in meeting the specific needs of their clients. So if you're looking to divide a large tract for commercial purposes or just sell an acre lot to a neighbor, call Landmark Surveying Company at 257-0950 and ask for Darren or Dennis Helms. That's Landmark Surveying at 15 Northeast 3rd Street in Washington. Call 257-0950.
Back at Vincennes Reve, 23-13 at halftime on the JJ's Concrete scoreboard, Johnny.
The Vikes have stretched the lead out to 10. It was 2 after one quarter, 11-9. Slow start for Bar Eve. They have committed 8 turnovers to this point. And the Vikes did pick up their shooting just a bit. Gabe Gladys has got a 2 and a 3 for 5. Isaac Wagler's got a 3-pointer. Bryson Graber with a bucket right before the half closed. Give him 4 points. Austin Ainscoe's hit 2 threes. Keegan O'Neill, 1 bucket. And Quentin Yoder came off the bench for a 2 plus a free throw for the traditional 3-point play. Hagen Knepp and Keyshawn Whitmer, as well as Jensen Whitmer, saw action but did not score. 23 points for Bar Eve. For Vincennes Reve, they have 13 points coming from two players. I mentioned McCain Claycomb was one of their options. He has not scored. He missed both free throw opportunities. The points coming from Trayvon Taylor, the 6'3 junior with 3 field goals for 6. Meanwhile, Colton Muzin, a 1,000-point scorer here at Reve, leads with 7. Muzin with a 2, a 3, a 2, and 2 missed free throws. Taylor and Muzin, 13. A variety of Vikings, 23, a 10-point halftime lead for Bar Eve.
Well, not much flow here, Johnny. And, you know, quite frankly, Reve comes in with a winning record. They are very physical. I'm not sure we should have expected much of a flow here tonight.
Well, I've talked, first of all, about the confines of this gymnasium, having played here a long time ago. The space, the floor is short. It doesn't necessarily lend itself to fast breaking. and Barreve has not been crisp with their passing. Several of those turnovers were unforced, bad passes. Meanwhile, you talked about defense, Coach, and to only give up 13 points and a half to a pretty good Rebay team, a team that's not trying to hold the ball by any means. The defense has been there. Perhaps the offense could be more crisp. Any adjustments you look for Coach Thompson to make here in the second half?
Yeah, pass better.
Okay.
make more shots. Yeah, not much. I mean, a lot of those are situations where you're trying to, in some cases, force feed the post, and that can be tough when you're going to have somebody in front, somebody behind a Keegan, or anybody else in the post. But, you know, other than that, nah, not much. Got some shout-outs to give out here tonight, Johnny.
First, go ahead. I've got a few myself.
First of all, hello to the entire family at home. Dane, Dylan, my wife Amber, and a very cranky Daisy. Very cranky is what the text message just said. Also, our good friend Stacy Loniker, our Friday night updater, as Stacy not home listening to the Vikings. Of course, checking in on Lagodi, and also the and your North Davies Cougars. And hello to Stacy. And Stacy and I will be seeing a lot more of each other this year. Who are your shout-outs tonight?
Well, this guy named Elijah Pinturi, this official who wants to be good, and if he sticks with us, if he hangs out more, he's going to get better. Elijah, keep it up, buddy. It's not easy to be a zebra. We appreciate you listening. My wife, Sarah, is not feeling very well. She's kind of gone downhill all week, and now it's Friday, and it's the weekend, and she's really not feeling very well, so they're listening in, and, of course, the family in Washington there at 1300 Maxwell always wanting to listen to Mike DeCourcy, John Mullen, see if there's anything that might come up on the airwaves that might create a stir or cause a laugh.
Anything to introduce or entertain your mom, your dad, and, of course, our guy, the Jaybird.
Jaybird's hanging out.
Hanging out with Grandma and Grandpa. Every time he goes to Grandma and Grandpa's, I said, what are you going to do? He says, eat.
Yeah.
I said, what are you going to eat? Grandma going to take you somewhere? Nope. Grandma's going to cook for me.
Yep. And that's
He knows what's up.
That's after a 30-piece at Chick-fil-A this afternoon.
Yeah, that's
so.
Probably right. So, anyhow, Vikings lead at 23-13 here at halftime on the JJ's Concrete scoreboard. We're going to take another 3-minute timeout, and when we come back, second half action, Barreve and Rebay here at Ralph Holscher Gymnasium. Back to Vincennes after this 3-minute timeout.
Helena in Montgomery reminds you now's the time to start making plans for the 2019 growing season. See Brad, Traylor, and the team at Helena to work ahead now. Plan ahead so you'll be ready to dive in with the new season. Fertilizer, chemicals, seed. With the perfect chemical program to make sure you're ready this spring, Helena will give you that jump start you need for a successful growing season. Prepay now and save money. See the pre-planning team at Helena in Montgomery today.
It's Ram Truck Month all month long at the Washington Chrysler Center. Get behind the wheel of a 2019 newly designed Ram truck, and you'll see why it's the new Motor Trend Truck of the Year. The Washington Chrysler Center is featuring a 2019 Ram Laramie, completely souped up with everything from heated seats to the automatic start, and most importantly, four-wheel drive for the snow. Now priced at $40,457, a savings up to $10,000 during Ram Truck Month. Going on now at the Washington Chrysler Center in downtown Washington.
Brighten up your day with chuckles. Get more of what you're looking for.
Don't let the winter road salt and sand get the best of your car's paint job. Swing into Chuckles Convenience Stores and shine up your ride with Sparkles Car Wash. It's touchless, and it gets the job done. Fill up with gas and receive a discount for a car wash today at your neighborhood Chuckles Convenience Store.
You're gonna like our style.
Like our style.
Chuckles Convenience Store.
Hello, I'm Doug Bubalo, your local Washington Edward Jones financial advisor. Financial investments are very important, but so are the investments of time, patience, and encouragement our young athletes receive from their coaches, teachers, and mentors. That's why Edward Jones is a proud sponsor of Barreve Vikings on WAMW. Call 812-257-1987 or stop by my office at 2000 East National Highway in Washington for all your investment needs. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
The Montgomery Ruitton Club is proud to be a part of Montgomery and Davies County. The Ruitton Club and all its members are proud supporters of the Barre Vikings. Important dates to remember are always available on the new and improved website. Just visit www.montgomeryruittonclub.com for events at the park, campground information, and dates for the upcoming Turkey Trot Festival. The Montgomery Ruitton Club is proud to back the Barre Vikings. Sail on, Mighty Vikings, from the members and board of directors of the Montgomery Brewerton Club. JJ's Concrete, next to Graber Post on the Oden-Kettleberg Road, offers concrete, color concrete, fill dirt, all types of rock, concrete blocks, and mortar sand. JJ's is ready to help add beauty to your home or business. Concrete driveways and sidewalks add value to your home while making you the talk of the neighborhood. For residential or commercial concrete work, give JJ's Concrete a call at 636-0173. That's 636-0173. JJ's Concrete, building a strong foundation on the Oden-Kettleberg Road, next to Graber Post.
Back at Ralph Holscher Gymnasium. My wife missed the first shout out that I gave her, Johnny. So I got to shout out the family again. Do you want to do it this time?
Amber, we appreciate all that you do. You are the coach in the relationship, and you are also the mom and the dad. We get to go out on Fridays and Saturdays and have fun while you take care of Cranky Dacey, and we so appreciate you.
Cranky Dacey would be it. That is a fact. So, original five starters on the floor for the Vikings here in the second half.
Curious to see who Reve brings out. Austin Thomas is coming back onto the floor. He had two early offensive fouls and went to the bench. I guess he's good for three more fouls at some point.
So Barre going to start man-to-man here in the second half. And Thomas with it, looking for Muzin. Muzin over to Sparks. Sparks in the middle of the lane. And he's going to be fouled and go to the line to shoot two.
Keegan O'Neill, that's a silly one.
And Josh Thompson telling Bryson Graber, that foul's on you. You got to keep him in front.
Right. Sparks not the kind of kid that should be able to blow by like that.
First free throw rolls in.
1 of 5 now for Reve from the line. Sparks' first point.
It's hard to guard him at the line, though, Johnny.
There is no defense allowed.
We'll step over and make that happen. Sparks gets them both. 23-15.
O'Neill stays in the game with three. A little surprised to see that, coach, or no?
No, not really. At some point, you're gonna learn how to play with him. Bryson, Austin Ainsco, three, got it. Good little set right there. 26-15, Vikes by 11.
Biggest lead for the Vikes is 11. Sparks is going to walk with it, get away with it.
Musin's three, no good, and rebounded by Isaac. Here comes Barre. Gabe with it, out to Bryson Graber. Keegan, and Keegan going to travel with it. And little conference here between Taylor and Keegan O'Neill. Now here comes Quentin Yoder. There has been some extracurricular here tonight, Johnny.
Gene Hall, a veteran in all that he does, handles that situation.
Yeah.
O'Neill to the bench. Yoder back in. O'Neill traveled with it.
Gene Hall is a good official. No doubt about it. Claycomb with it down on the baseline. Going to skip it out to Muzin. Sparks has it. And three up by Claycomb is good.
First basket of the night for Claycomb, and we saw him in the sectional semis last year against Lagodi. He can get hot fast.
Ainsco, little jump hook, no good. Quentin Yoder is going to be fouled. He's going to go to the line to shoot two. Good job by Q getting in there and grabbing an offensive rebound.
Yoder has struggled at the line, but he did make his first attempt this evening.
And Quentin's first one going to roll off long.
Probably more mental than it is ability. Last year he was a pretty good free throw shooter.
Quentin's second one, got that one. 27-18.
Murray man-to-man here.
Clay Combe. Musin.
Good defense by Yoder.
Yeah, really nice job. And then Quentin going to grab the rebound.
You don't want to catch one of those elbows either.
No. Here comes Bryson on the run. Ainsco going to set in the corner. Three. Got another one.
Austin Ainsco party. 4 3 balls. Give him a dozen.
And he's shot it well in practice this week. So
give Bryson Graber 5 assists now.
Thomas has it. Sparks. Musin. Trayvon Taylor. Back out to Musin. Musin gets trapped on the baseline, almost taken away. Now Sparks has it. Clay Combe. Thomas. Taylor, layup. Got it. Good ball movement right there by Rive.
Thomas with 8 points. 5:20 remaining here in the third as Isaac Wagler handles it.
Gladish. Bryson going to set for a three that time. It's going to be short. Rebounded by Rive.
30-20.
5 minutes left here, third quarter.
Coach Beasy barking out a set for Clay Combe in the post. Look at Musin thread. Good defense by Yoder.
Musin going to knock it in anyway. He split the double team and went up over Yoder. 30-22.
Musin leads all Rive scores with 9. Deficit just 8 here as we approach the halfway point of the third.
Bryson Graber. Quentin Yoder, left hand hook off the glass, got it. 32-22.
Dime from Bryson. Nice jump hook with the left by Quentin. Musin's going to the rim. Is that a travel?
I don't know, but you got to keep somebody in front at some point. 32-24.
Taylor with 10. The offense has picked up. The defense has lacked early in the third here.
Quentin Yoder, another layup. Got it. Good inside position. Quentin going to lay it up and in. 34-24.
Isaac Wagler laid that in his breadbasket for him. Yoder's messed around. Got 8 quick ones off the bench.
Musin with it again. He's really went to work these last few possessions. That's an air ball. And out of bounds. Barry's going to get it back. Jensen in the game. Gabe Gladish going to sit down.
So it was 10 points at half, 23-13. It's still 10 points, 34-24. The offense has picked up. A little set for Jensen here.
It's going to be wide, but Isaac Wagler down to Jensen on the cut. It's going to bounce out, no good. Good pass by Isaac. He did all the work there. Got a great offensive rebound and a great pass. Sparks going to have it ripped away, and here comes Isaac. Jensen Whitmer, Bryson. Isaac going to set for three, no good. But Barrie going to run it down. And there's bodies everywhere, John Mullen.
It's 10 guys on the floor playing for a blue chip conference.
Jensen Whitmer. Ainsco.
Thomas just ran into a Yoder screen.
There's Quentin Yoder off the glass. No good. That ball just kind of came off his hand funny, Johnny.
Yeah, it did. Kind of flew out quickly.
Sparks. Sets for three. Short. Rebounded by Jensen. And a bad pass by Bryson, going to be picked off by Rive.
10 turnovers for the Vikes. That's a Clay Combe three.
Every time. 34-27.
Rive continues to battle these Vikings. Lead now down to 7. It's been as big as 12. I feel like Ainsco's going to get a three here. But Yoder will take the layup.
Clinton, just good inside position, going to spin it in on the reverse layup, 36-27.
Yoder in double figures with 10. Ains Co. leads with 12. Bryson Graber now with 7 assists.
Musin.
Patriots won't go away.
Nope. And a cutting Claycomb going to lay it in. 36-29.
Claycomb with 8 second half points to his credit. Gabe Gladish waiting at the scorer's table. Haven't seen Hagen Knepp this quarter yet.
Bryson going to set for another one, and that was just missed everything.
That did not hit anything but the backboard. Klein for Revay also waiting to check in. Barrie will have possession.
Musin out to Sparks. Thomas. Sparks with it again. And Claycomb going to go up in the lane. Shot up no good. Rebounded by Clinton.
Ainsco may have gotten away with one there.
Bryson. And Bryson going to be fouled by Thomas with 44 seconds left.
Who, me?
Yes, you on the wrist lock. Gladish back in. Jensen Whitmer down.
Three fouls now on Austin Thomas. Bryson will catch it in the backcourt here with 40 seconds to play. We'll see if Barrie can get the last one. They do once again have possession to start the fourth, should there not be any more tie-ups.
So Bryson with it. We're under 30.
Revay had 13 at the half. Coach DeCorsi, they've scored 16 in this quarter.
With 15 seconds. Bryson over to Gladish. Isaac. There's Bryson Graber. Gabe out to Isaac. Isaac going to set for three. Got it. And that's going to do it at the end of the quarter.
Big three from Isaac Wagler. His second.
At the end of three on the JJ's Concrete scoreboard. Vikings by 10, 39-29. Back to Ralph Holscher Gymnasium after this 1 minute timeout.
A&R Home Center in Washington is your local home improvement headquarters. Hi, this is Shelley Wagler, owner of A&R. We carry everything you'll need for your home improvement projects year-round. We offer a pleasant store experience, and our team has a desire to make your experience at A&R the best one possible. Our people, our service, our hometown values. That's what sets us apart. Stop by A&R Home Center, your home improvement headquarters, for everything home and a little more.
Why is News 10 the Wabash Valley's most trusted news source every day? We have more reporters in more places, bringing you more of the day's important local news from where you live as it's happening, while also providing you with more in-depth coverage of the day's top story. And when news breaks, we'll provide you with the most dependable coverage live. Just a few reasons why News 10 is leading the way in the Wabash Valley every day. News 10 is a proud supporter of high school athletics and your community.
Back at Ralph Holscher Gymnasium, 39-29. It'll be Barrie basketball to start fourth quarter action. Looks like starters headed out on the floor.
Same margin that we had at intermission. Both teams scored 16 points in that 8-minute stretch. Isaac Wagler with the big three to take the lead back to 10 as the Vikings assume possession here to begin the fourth.
Bryson, dribble handoff, Gabe Gladish. Gladish is going to come off a flare screen. Can't quite find a shot. Keegan O'Neill back to Bryson. And Barrie going to reset right here with a 10-point lead. Isaac. And Keegan O'Neill going to have it taken away. Here comes Musin on the run. And he's going to lose it out of bounds. And they're going to say last touch by Bryson.
Decent defense there by Bryson. Swiping at the ball and perhaps knocking it off Claycomb. Excuse me, Musin.
That's what Bryson wanted.
Officials don't give that call very often.
Here's Musin. Working on Gladish.
It's he's going to launch. No, he's not.
Musin going to back it out. He's got a count. Over to Finch. Musin's got it back on the left side.
Taylor's outscored O'Neill 10-2 inside. That shot put up by Klein.
And it's no good. Out of bounds and last touch by Musin. So Bar Eve will get it back with a 10-point lead.
Probably not exactly the field goal attempt you're looking for there, but Hagen Knepp is ready to return.
Ainsco going to set for another three. In and out, no good. And Keegan going to be fouled and go to the line to shoot two on the rebound.
Give Keegan credit there. He went right back up with it after the offensive board rather than doing anything else. He just went straight back up and drew the foul on Claycomb.
Hagen getting ready to check in.
Who's he checking in for?
Maybe Isaac for a minute. I don't know. Bryson, perhaps. And Keegan's first free throw going to roll out. He'll have one more. Keegan got the second one, 40-29.
The Vikes trying to hold on here and win their sixth consecutive unblemished Blue Chip Conference campaign.
And Musin going to be fouled on his way to the basket.
Mike
Gladish,
right?
Yeah. What we've seen in the second half, I think, Johnny,
the inability to stay in front.
And not only that, but I think as Musin's free throw rolls off, is Josh Thompson could have easily gone back to the 1-3-1. But at some point, you got to stay in front of your defender.
Yeah.
We're going to play man-to-man,
that's what you're going to do.
You're going to close the game doing it.
Right.
Second free throw also missed, so here comes Bar Eve.
Musin with 0-for-4 from the line.
Keegan looking for a cutting Gabe Gladish. Going to be tapped out of bounds.
Coach Musin's an outstanding athlete. He's lettered in about 6 different sports here at Revay, but to be quite honest, you won't be sad to see him go on the basketball floor, will you?
No. On the inbounds, Ainsco. Keegan, little jump hook. No good. Rolled out. There's bodies everywhere again. Ball in the backcourt. Here comes Musin with it. Claycomb.
Isaac Wagler in a stance in front of Musin. Under 6 minutes here. Bar Eve still leads by 11. Trying to get it inside to Claycomb.
And shot going to be partially deflected. Pick it up, Keegan. That's got to pick it
up. What's he looking at? Like, it's a rebound if you grab it anyway.
And it was clearly deflected. So Revay going to get it back. To 29, 5:40 left. Claycomb with it. Layup, no good. Keegan with the rebound that time. And they're going to get a foul on Taylor. On a rebound.
Taylor's, third foul?
Yeah, he's trying hard to get Keegan to bite. Keegan's not going to bite after that intervention earlier from official Gene Hall.
He's flopped a couple times on defense as well.
Gladish with it. Ainsco. Isaac. Ainsco going to pick it up, lay it in. They were looking for Keegan. Keegan may have got fouled.
We're going to give Isaac Wagler the assist on
Absolutely.
That. Palm. Nope. Timeout. Yep. Revay.
Full timeout. We'll go ahead and take another one. 5:13 left. 42-29. Vikings lead it by 13. Back to Revay after this 1 minute timeout.
Before ordering your prescription by mail, ask yourself these questions. How will I know if I'm using my prescription properly? How long will I wait if my prescription is lost or stolen?
The fact is, at the prescription shop in Washington, they know you. They keep a complete record of all your prescriptions, alerting the pharmacist to potential drug, allergic, and food interaction. When you mail order, you sacrifice this personal touch. The prescription shop is proud to be your hometown local pharmacy on State Street in Washington. Call 812-254-7666.
Would you worry about unpaid bills if you were to be hurt and unable to work? If you become sick or injured, how would you buy food, pay the mortgage, and meet your living expenses? Hi, I am Lacey King with Thompson Insurance in Washington. A disability income policy can help you replace a part of your income should prolonged sickness or disability destroy your earning power. Call or stop by our office today to see how simple and inexpensive the security for you and your family can be. 812-254-1987.
Back at Reveille, 42-29. Bikes by 13. But just as we suspected, Johnny, Vincent Reveille has made it a dogfight here tonight.
They certainly have. Held serve in the third quarter. They've yet to score here in the fourth. Almost 3 minutes gone by. We're at 5-13. Biggest lead for the Vikings now at 13. And Barreve looking to close out this game in a man-to-man. Hagen Knepp now checking Colton Musen, Coach.
Musen with it. Here's Hagen staying in front. Over to Sparks. He's guarded by Gladish. Musen's got it again.
Travel.
Thomas in the lane.
Travel.
Throws a wild one off the glass. Good defense by Keegan right there. Here comes Isaac Wagler. Gladish with it. Ainsco. Hagen. Isaac's got it again, top of the key. Isaac, what a pass. And Keegan going to have it blocked. And it's going to go off his foot out of bounds.
That was NBA-esque. But O'Neal could not finish the dime drop. Isaac Wagler.
And I think Keegan probably got fouled right there. And that's what Josh Thompson is talking to the official about. Musen. And ball going to be picked off. Keegan gets it right back. Here comes Bryson on the run. Out to Ainsco. Keegan with it out high.
4 minutes to play here.
Gladish.
Bryson Graber's been on the bench for a few minutes trying to get his breath.
Isaac Wagler. And Keegan going to be fouled and go to the line to shoot two.
Another nice pass from Isaac Wagler. This time Keegan's going to have a chance to score. From the line.
So keep going back to the free throw line.
Taylor with four fouls. Got turned upside down on that shot fake. Keegan has 3 points here.
Hello again, Stacy Loniker. So Keegan going to the free throw line to shoot two. And more precipitation on the floor.
Sweaty bodies. Keegan has two shots here. 3:56 to play.
And got the first one.
Four now for the junior center. Finch will check in for Taylor.
You know, the thing about Isaac Wagler is he just, there's such a joy when he plays the game of basketball. It's a sport as Keegan gets them both. It should be fun. And Isaac always looks like he's having fun. Something to be said for that.
He gets the most out of his body and his ability. That's for darn sure.
And ball going to be poked out of bounds that time by Ainsco. Hagen is a lot the same way.
It's a game.
It's not a struggle
right.
to be out there. It's
right.
it's fun to play basketball. On the inbounds, Musen down to Claycomb, Sparks, Thomas, Musen. Going to be kicked out of bounds by Hagen.
I don't anticipate Barreve adding soccer. However, Hagen Knepp would be outstanding. He looks like Pele, plays like Pele, dunks like Pele.
Thomas with it. He's guarded by Isaac. Over to Spinks. Musin with blocks. It again. Yeah.
Did he get a partial?
Yeah, he did. He got a partial.
Length.
Keegan with a rebound, and here comes Bar-Eve. 3 minutes and 10 seconds left. Gladish over to Hagen.
Coach Lester needs to teach him how to throw the knuckle curveball.
Three is in and out by Gladish. No good. Here comes Musin.
Oh,
and Hagen going to pick it off.
Oh, it's... Oh.
And Gladish going to be fouled. Go to the line to shoot two.
Hagen
made it happen, baby.
Hagen with a steal. Tried to lead Gladish there, and Gladish is going to have a chance to shoot two.
So gave it to free throw line.
The Reveille coaching staff thought Claycomb got a clean block. He was on the body.
Mike DeCourcy thought he got a clean block, too. So.
It was on the body.
Okay, sure.
Got to call that on the always gotta call it block.
Got to call the block.
Clean up top, but that's body.
Gabe got them both. 46-29. Vikes by 17.
Gladish was 7.
I think it's also a situation where you don't reward a turnover. And Vincent Gervais going to take a timeout. We'll take one more. 2:42 left. Vikes in control now. 46-29. Back to Gervais after this 30-second timeout.
Montgomery Medical Associates offering hometown medical care for the entire family. Flu season is upon us. Get your flu shots now at Montgomery Medical. No appointment needed. Office hours are Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. For an appointment, call 812-486-2842. Dr. Merle Hallzapple and staff want the Vikings to have a healthy and injury-free game. Doc says there's no cure for the Viking fever. For an appointment, call 812-486-2842. Go Vikings!
Back at Reveille, 46-29. Vikes by 17.
17, obviously the biggest advantage for Bar-Eve. This game looks to be all but sewn up here. Under 3 minutes to play. Reveille yet to score this quarter. Trying to get a set going here.
Thomas with it on the floor. Isaac almost had another steal. Clay Combs got it. Musin again. Guarded by the freshman. And Clay Combs is going to lay one in, and he's going to be fouled. Go to the line looking to complete the three-point play.
5-0 called.
That's four on Keegan.
A tough finish by Claycomb. Senior in double figures now with a chance to add. He has 10. First bucket of the quarter. Free throw no good.
Long. Here comes Bar-Eve with
0 for 7 between Musin and Claycomb at the line.
Hagen Knepp with it. Down in the post. Layup goes in and out. No good. Layup, little jump hook there at the block.
A little 5-foot jump hook from the lefty.
Bar-Eve almost takes it away from Revee that time. Austin Thomas. Clay Coleman Musin. And Hagen with his ninja hands going to tip it out of bounds.
Let me get my go-go gadget arm out there and knock it away. Oh, hey, Perry.
He has the Perry Knepp quick hands. Rumor on the street is that they still had Air Jordans. Perry would still be he would be paid to play basketball to this day.
Pay the man.
Taylor going to lay one up and in.
Taylor's had a whale of a ball game, 12 points. Probably comes in averaging about half that. Of course, his guards have done a lot of that work.
Yeah.
Look at Isaac Wagler.
Layup, got it. And Isaac going to go to the line looking to complete the three-point play. That's just Isaac playing basketball. He there was going to be a little ball screen. He did a little half-hurl move, blew by his defender, got in the lane, got fouled. Going to the line looking to complete the three-point play. And he does.
He told Joe Biewe he'd do it himself. He took it to the rim and got the and one all by his lonesome.
All by his lonesome.
Isaac with nine.
Minute 15 left.
Go ahead and start the clock. There we go.
Comes Rebe.
Oh.
And it's going to be poked away. Here comes Hagen Nett.
That was the other go-go gadget arm.
Isaac Wagler over to Hagen. Isaac's got it, standing in the center circle.
He's not been coined the octopus yet, huh?
No.
No.
Keegan's got it out high. Keegan going to get around everybody, lay it up and in. Added a little wrinkle to the delay this week, John Mullen.
Okay.
And
Keegan with seven.
Keegan O'Neill's a big guy who can certainly handle it and pass it.
Two dribbles and he had a layup.
Mm-hmm. Ray with it. We're down to 20 seconds left. 51-33 Vikes. Ball going to be poked away again.
Nobody get hurt.
And Keegan going to pick it up and get it back to Isaac with 10 seconds.
51-33, folks.
And Isaac going to
be your ball game.
Dribbled across half court, and that is going to do it. So a knockdown drag out tonight here at Revee, but the Vikings crank up the defensive pressure. And Barib wins it tonight, 51-33. Post-game tonight brought to you by our good friend Alex Knepp and all of the financial advisors and the whole gang at German American in Washington. We are going to take this final timeout, and when we come back, we'll have all the post-game. We'll have all of tonight's final statistics. Have the Bill Dobson Ford Tough Player of the Game and a visit from the coach, Josh Thompson. All that and more. Vikings win it tonight, 51-33. Back to Ralph Holscher Gymnasium in Vincennes after this timeout.
The Vikings are working hard to achieve their dreams and goals. You dream of someday enjoying a relaxing retirement? Saving now affects the lifestyle you'll be able to have in the future. This is Alex Knepp, your local financial advisor with German American. I specialize in developing plans to help you meet your dreams and goals. Invest with the name you know and trust. Call today at 254-5909 or stop by and see me in Washington or Lagodi. And good luck to all Viking teams.
It's national tax time, and Bill Dobson Ford is having a national tax time blowout. All used inventory is drastically reduced. No gimmicks, no tricks, no hidden fees. No reasonable offer refused. Payments start as low as $88 per month. Drive one and save during the national tax time blowout at Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington or shop 24/7 at BillDobson.com. You'll see why their customers say a Dobson deal is a better deal.
Back at Vincennes Revee. We've got a little foreign flavor right in front of us. Our favorite Italian in the house.
Did he drive his Ferrari?
He did not drive his Ferrari. Our friend Lorenzo, of course, stay with the great Tamara and Wendell Schwarzentruber. So, I mean.
Ladies, man.
Yeah, he is. There's always girls around him. Always. He's always. I mean, they love the accent. We had a game one day in class with Lorenzo where it was, you know, say spaghetti, say fettuccine, and everybody was just, you know, it was a trance almost.
Yeah.
Post-game scoring tonight, Vikings win at 51-33. John Mullen.
Take a look at the scores by quarter, 11-9 Barib to end the first. They were up by 10, 23-13 after one half of play. Revee stayed even through three, 39-29. The Vikes win going away, 51-33 for Revee. Led by McCain Claycomb and Trayvon Taylor. Give Taylor 12 points tonight. He actually has a team-high 12. Claycomb right behind, a couple of threes, a couple of twos for 10. The leading scorer for Vincennes Revee, Colton Musen. Glad to see him go, although we may see him again in sectional 63. Musen with 9. He had 7 early. Just one field goal in the second half. Also missed all four of his free throws. Dawson Sparks, the 6'3 senior, added two free throws. Rebago's 2-9 at the line. They score 33 points. For Barrieve, from top to bottom here on the roster, Gabe Gladish finishes the evening with a 2-3. Two free throws give him 7 points. Isaac Wagler was dynamite, as he always is. A couple of trays, including one at the end of the third quarter that I thought was a big turning point. Their lead had been cut to 7, and Wagler scores just before the buzzer on a set. Isaac Wagler finishes with 9 points. Bryson Graber, just 4 points for Bryson, but he did have 7 assists. Sat out most of the fourth quarter as Hagen Knepp came in for defensive purposes. Hagen Knepp was held scoreless, but he had essentially had 4 steals, a couple of tipped shots. Hagen Knepp may not have scored, but he does what he always does, which is gets deflections. Austin Ainsco had the hot hand tonight. He had 4 three-pointers and a 2. Give Austin a team-high 14, a game-high 14. Keegan O'Neill with 7. 2 field goals, 3-4 at the line. 7 for the 6'8 junior. And Quentin Yoder came off the bench. Coach DeCourcy finished with 10 points, 4 field goals, 2-3 at the line. So it's Ainsco with 14, Yoder with 10, Isaac Wagler 9, O'Neill Gladish 7, and Bryson Graber 4 points. Added up, you get 51 on the JJ's Concrete scoreboard.
All right, 51-33. Vikings win it tonight here at Reveille. They claim blue chip conference championship number 6 in a row. And Travis Madison has walked in front of the scorer's bench right now. And you remember Travis Madison initially should have been probably a Vincennes Reveille Patriot before he became a WC Cardinal.
There were a lot of famous Madisons already playing hoops here at Reveille before the Washington Catholic Madison clan. Chad, I believe, is a 1,000-point scorer. You had Lance, you had Trace, a lot of good Madison players here at Reveille. Of course, Ty, Travis, and Toby held it down at WC. Travis signaling, let's wrap this up. I'm hungry.
Yeah, well, we got business to tend to. Bill Dobson, Ford Tough Player of the Game. Tell us who you like and why, Johnny.
You've
got a lot of good.
I'm going to tell you that I like Hagen's defense, but I'm going to tell you that Austin Ainsco shot it really well, and I'm going to tell you that Isaac Wagler does what Isaac Wagler does. Ainsco with 14, Isaac Wagler with 9. The three-point shooting from Ainsco, the all-around floor game, hustle performance, and having fun while he's doing it. Isaac and Austin, your Bill Dobson, Four Tough co-players of the game tonight.
Yeah, special shout-out, honorable mention to Quentin Yoder, to 10 big points off of the bench. Joined now on the post-game show by the head coach of the Vikings, Josh Thompson. Vikings win it tonight, 51-33. Coach Thompson, your thoughts?
Well, I called Isaac over there in the fourth quarter, and Bryson was out because, you know, he's had the flu this week, and just I really felt like, you know, he looked like he was tired. So we went with Hagen there, and Hagen did a great job on Muzin defensively. But I called Isaac over there, and I said, man, I said, the tide's really turned in this game, and you're controlling the flow of it. And Isaac did a nice job with his help defense, but then he also stepped up for us and handled the basketball there in the latter part of the fourth quarter.
And talking about it on the air, it just seems like, you know, we complicate things so often. Isaac just plays basketball with such a joy.
Absolutely.
Like you know, it's a game. I mean, it's always important in Montgomery, Indiana. You know that.
Yeah.
You knew that when you took the job. But Isaac, I mean, it looks like a pickup game every time he's playing.
Well, that, and he can guard, you know, 1 through 4, and he's going to try his darndest if he's guarding the 5-man. And, you know, there we are in a situation where our point guard has had the flu and really needed to rest because we got a tough ball game tomorrow night. And not to any disrespect to tonight, but I felt like we kind of had the game in control if Isaac could step up and do a good job for us. And he came in and ran the point, which is not something that we've had him do a lot. It was just like, all right, coach, I mean, there was never any, are you sure, coach, that you want me to do that? It was just like, Isaac, you're the one. And he took the bull by the horns, and we end up getting out of here with an 18-20-point win.
You know, talk a little bit. We've talked a lot about him, and it seems like maybe he struggled for a couple weeks here. But, you know, Keegan goes to the bench with those couple of fouls, gets a quick third one in the third quarter, and Quentin really had a nice ball game tonight.
Oh, man, you're exactly right. I mean, we don't win this game tonight without Quentin Yoder. Quentin did a great job defensively of not fouling. I thought he finished well in there around the basket. We did a good job of looking for him. One time we ran a set that was definitely for a shooter, but they were completely fronting Quentin, and Bryson made a nice read, led him to the opposite side of the basket where there was no help, and he did a great job of finishing a tough shot from the way he had the guy see him.
And then of course, Ainsco. Austin leads the Vikes tonight, 14 points, mm-hmm. and just a continuation of the way, you know, I've seen him, and I know you've seen him shoot the ball in practice.
Yeah, we've really been on to Austin here lately again. We had him really being very aggressive from the three-point line there about mid-season after the return from the Graber Post. And then I felt like he kind of quit looking at the basket a little bit. So we really tried to remind him a lot this week. And I thought he did a good job of stepping up and making some threes, especially whenever Reve was in that zone in the first half.
Princeton tomorrow night, another big game for the Vikings.
Well, you know, I talked to my sports marketing class today. We were doing some stuff and looking at the season, and kids were talking about the tournament. And I said, you know, this Princeton game is perfectly scheduled where it's at, because it's a tremendous opponent that's going to get us ready for the tournament. They're big, they're athletic, but if we play good Bari basketball, I feel good about our chances tomorrow night.
All right. Well, Coach, congratulations on win number 19, a Blue Chip Conference Championship, and sets up a really big game tomorrow night at Kavanaugh Court.
Absolutely, Mike, and we give the Lord all the glory, and I'm really proud of these guys. Like you said, it's not just the 19 wins, but it's grinding through the Blue Chip and all these teams that know us well and give us their best shot. I'm really, really proud of these kids and very happy for them.
All right, Coach, talk to you tomorrow night.
Thanks.
All right, Sparty basketball coach Josh Thompson. Vikings win it tonight, 51-33. I'd like to give Cannon Shake a special shout-out back at the station, keeping us on air, online, and on time. And join us again tomorrow night. Princeton comes to Kavanaugh Court. It will be a big one. The Tigers, 18-3, and certainly a favorite down in that 3A sectional at Washington. And it should be a good one tomorrow night at Kavanaugh Court. So thanks to Cannon Shake. Thanks to my friend, my pal, my amigo, my compadre, John Patrick Mullen. I'm Mike DeCourcy. Vikings win it over Reve tonight, 51-33. Good night, everybody.
Bar Reeve. Vikings. This concludes coverage of Bar Reeve Sports on 4-Star Country, The General, 95.9 FM, The New 101.3 FM, 1580 AM WAMW Washington, and worldwide from WAMWAMFM.com. Coverage of this sports broadcast sponsored by the A&R Home Center, Bill Dobson Ford, the Blake and Wagler Funeral Home, Chuckles, German American Investments, Helena Agra Enterprises, JJ's Concrete and Construction, Montgomery Medical, the Montgomery Ruritan Club, the Odin Pharmacy and Prescription Shop, RTC Communications, the Stop and See, Thompson Insurance, the Washington Chrysler Center, Washington Edward Jones Advisors, Landmark Surveying, Swartzentruber Brown Law Office in Washington and Odin, and WTHI-TV. Be sure to visit the sports broadcast page from WAMWAMFM.com to download a digital copy of this game. The General now returns to playing your favorite country music. Scotty McCre-